Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, we finished our study of 2 Timothy chapter 4. Today, we will be starting a study on prayer.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, today we start on a Between the Books series. Now, as you know, that oftentimes we do a short series of messages that go right between the books of the Bible, that we go verse by verse as kind of a break, and usually dealing with a doctrinal issue. Well, that's going to be our direction now over the next week or two, but I hope that you'll be paying attention. I want to explain it just a little bit before we start in it today, but have your Bibles ready. And we'll be looking at a lot of passages, but Luke chapter 11, verse 1 will be the first verse that we look at, and we will be going right on through this doctrine, looking at the doctrine of prayer. So I hope that you'll follow along. Now also, as we start a series, we start a new section each time that we start one, we always take time to just share with you a little bit about our ministry and Lamp and Light Radio Ministry. Started back in 2000, and in that year we saw God bless with our local radio station, not the station that we have, but a local radio station that we were able to get on and get started. And frankly, we thought that that would be the extent of it. We didn't think it would go any further than that, had no plans of it going further than that, didn't know how to make it go further than that. But the Lord moved and did some special things, and we have been on the air ever since. The fine people, 90.3, there in Haines City, Florida, Landmark Baptist College and church there. Tremendous people have had us on for a long time. Fundamental Broadcasting Network has had us on for quite a while. Great, great radio ministries, the Caribbean Lighthouse Radio, way out in Pompeii, in the Micronesian Islands, out in the Pacific. So we've seen a good long ministry in several places, and we praise the Lord for that. And in the last year, really the last 2 years, it took a couple of years to pull this off, but we were able to obtain our own radio station here for Ocala, which we thought was great because here we're being heard all around the country, but we're not being heard in our own city. And so we praise the Lord and thankful for the tireless work Dr. Mark Hopper did on that for us and continues to do on it. And the Lord has blessed it. And now we're able to hit about 180,000 in our county. And we praise the Lord for that. We're trusting the Lord will even help us to expand that. And that is our desire. Not to be able to brag about anything, but just to say we can get the Word of God to more people, a greater capacity for the Word of God to affect more lives in our own area. And so, if you would like to someday listen to our radio station, it is a part of the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. We have changed a few programs around a little bit for our own needs here in the Ocala area. But if you would like to listen to us on the internet, we are WTYGFM.org. If you'll put that in, it'll take you to our site, and you'll be able to click on and listen to radio 24/7. Now, a lot of times in our house, we get ready to leave the home, and we like to leave the radio on, and that allows people to think that somebody's home. I guess a lot of people do that, and you know that it is good, though, if somebody breaks in your house and there's Bible preaching, good godly music, maybe it might give them a second thought about doing anything to your home. And so let me encourage you to keep the radio on, or if you don't have access to our radio station, keep the internet on in your house. Let it be running. What a great way to have a testimony to others. And then also, I say this probably more often than anything else, but write us. We like to hear from you. We would like not monthly support, not weekly support. We would like daily support from you in prayer. And I hope that you'll pray daily for the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry and that you will write to us and let us know that you are praying for this broadcast. So before we start into this Between the Books series, I want to ask you to listen to our broadcast. At the end of each broadcast, our announcer gives you our physical address or our website through which you can email us. And let us know that you're listening. Let us know that it's a blessing to you, and share with us your thoughts. And so we would greatly appreciate hearing from you. So write us and let us hear from you. Well, I want to start a series that we've taught in our own church here in Ocala called Teach Us to Pray. And I would encourage you, if you're a listener, to ask your pastor to listen to this series. It's a series that they can include in their own church, and they can develop it probably much further than what you're going to get over these next few weeks on the radio. And I hope that it is a blessing to your church, and especially to your pastor. I think that this would be a great help to both the pastor and the church, and the light that you shine in your community for Christ. And so please ask your pastor to listen. Try to contact people in your local church and ask them to listen to this series. If they miss a day or you miss a couple days, go to our website and you can pick it up. But I think that this is very important in these last days. The Bible lets us know that judgment begins at the house of God, and I believe that. And I believe that America is close to a great cataclysmic outpouring of the wrath of God upon it for its sins, its unrepentant sins. And so as a result of that, it's important that the local church be a strong light for Christ, so to be a holy light for Christ. And I believe that this section on prayer might be a great help to you. So I hope that it will. So if you have pencil and paper, please be ready. Write these things down. I believe that they'll be a help to you as you go along. Write down notes and things that we have to say to you. Now, our text is Luke chapter 11 and verse 1. And it says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." Well, there's one man, at least one of his disciples, that says, "Teach us to pray." Must have been very important to him. And then in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, Jesus is talking, and it says, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that they ought always to pray and not to faint." Well, that's pretty straightforward, isn't it? The late Dr. John R. Rice, founder of the Sword of the Lord Ministries, a tremendous man of God, made this statement that is profound as well as an introspective look of this man's heart. But he made this statement: "My greatest failures have been prayer failures." Well, as I look back over a life of 65 years, I found that I can probably ride in that same boat and say the same thing. Now, I remember as a boy in church listening to a man my dad, my preacher dad, would call on to pray. He often made the following statement in his prayer: "Lord, teach us how to pray and what to pray for." Now, I often found in local church ministry, we make prayer requests, be it for revival, our missions conferences, or some other special need, maybe the sick, maybe a financial need. And we cover all of it by saying, Lord bless. Lord bless the revival. Bless the mission conference. Bless the need that we have. We may add a name or a situation, but our specific is usually about one or two sentences at most. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, we read the following of our Lord. It says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed." We talk about the prayer closet. Well, that solitary place was the prayer closet for our Lord. It teaches us to get alone and pray with to the Lord. Now, in the great trials of his earthly life, Jesus is praying, be it in the wilderness or in Gethsemane. He rebuked the disciples for not being able to watch, that is to pray with him and for him, just 1 hour. When is the last time you spent an hour in prayer? We notice that the great Abrahamic covenant was established by prayer. Daniel prayed 3 times each day. King David wrote many psalms that applied to either the Bible or prayer. He stated concerning the matter of prayer, 7 times a day he prayed. 7 times a day. In heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ is our intercessor. That is, he prays before the Father for us by name. And he also instructed us to use his name in prayer. That is, to pray in his name. And praying in his name is praying that which you believe is holy and the will of God, seeking his help for whatever it may be. Now, as a matter of fact, we are warned about praying wrongly. In James chapter 4, 3, it says this, "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust." And in Psalm 66, 18, it says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." Now, you can be praying. You can be very prayerful. But if you're just praying to consume it on your lust, or you're regarding iniquity in your heart, don't expect an answer from God. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9 seems to militate against those who call us legalists for having biblical standards. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.